With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get up!
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put this alarm out there one more time. It's a P1 APB. A P1 APB, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the search. I figure now at 9 o'clock in the morning that we might have a better shot at this. Somebody's got to know something or somebody who can talk to us. The guy who's suing Ariana Grande for the God is a Woman video. She is the wick of the flame from the candle. And it's Vladimir Cush, who has a gallery at the Forum Shops at Caesars. They have a gallery in Laguna Beach. They have a gallery in Maui. On Maui.
It's an island. You're on it. Maui. Why not?
Am I in it as well while I'm on it?
I suppose. I've always said on.
It's like you're buried in Maui.
At what point after I'm on it, am I in it?
Remember Piven did the Seinfeld bit. Well, you say you're on a train. You're in a train. You don't get on a train.
So in that case, would I say that I live on Las Vegas?
No, it's not an island. No, Maui's an island.
Nor is it a train.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the point. This guy, Vladimir Cush, is the guy that's suing Ariana Grande, saying that she ripped off his art. My only question, and the farther this goes along, the more I think he's got a point.
Mm-hmm.
However, and I don't expect anybody to tell us anything, but I'd be happy with a no comment.
Yeah.
But do you have some sort of proof? And my wildest fantasy is that we would get the dude himself, that we would get Vladimir himself, that would go, she was in my store.
She was in Maui? I know she saw it. She bought one.
Yeah. She's bought one. Our buddy Juan Muniz says that there's also a gallery inside Miracle Mile. That's not listed anywhere, but you know, whatever. Juan, do you know this dude?
Yeah, right.
I'm talking to a person who's texting me. Text me. Do you know him?
Yeah. I could just picture them going through like surveillance footage, and they got Ariana walking to the store. Like, this surveillance footage would probably pass up her surveillance footage of her licking a donut.
I got to be honest, though. Oh, yeah, it would be huge.
Oh, yeah, this would be much bigger.
But if they have that, if they have footage of her in a store, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, and that, how much money is that then? How much do you have to pay for somebody who borrowed an image for a video? Is that 10 million?
Nah.
Is it 5 million?
It's a few thousand.
What?
How many thousand?
I'm saying 50. 50 tops.
You would have to evaluate. Here's the thing. You would have to evaluate how many views that had on whatever the Vimeo and YouTube and all that stuff, and how much that would, like, a YouTube subscriber made off of all that, too.
Well, Kayla, we know how much you like numbers. I'm giving you, I'll give you two songs. You have 6 minutes and 45 seconds to come up with some sort of ballpark answer.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm going right now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Challenge accepted.
Doing it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, starting right now.
Go, go, go.
Good, he's back. I was about to say, well, I was giving Kayla two songs to come up with a number, and she slams her paper down a second ago, and she says, I don't need two songs. I have come to a decision.
Wake up. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling story of the day. Honestly, I've been sitting on it for a few days since Polar Vortex, since right after the Polar Vortex last week in the Midwest. A guy in Indiana... Honestly, is this not the definition of above and beyond the call of duty?
Agreed.
I just can't get past it. Yeah. So that's coming up in just a minute. We're trying to track down, and now we are finding the P1 APB is working. I found no less than, stand by, an update on Vladimir Cush, the guy who is suing Ariana Grande because he believes that she used his imagery in her God is Woman video.
Okay.
Might have a point. When you look at the two, you know, you look at the things, look at the imagery and all that. You look at his art and then look at her video.
Yeah.
And I forget which movie. I got to look up the quote. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. Okay. So then my question was, really, how much are you going for? And do you think you can win? Or are you just hoping to settle or whatever? So Lil Jess, because she's a really good producer, would you just say you came up with a bunch of similar cases?
Well, yeah, music videos that also recreate a painting.
Got it. So who got busted?
We got Rihanna. Well, I don't know if she got busted, but right. We have Rihanna Rude Boy, where she uses Keith Haring's cartoonish figures.
How much do you have to pay?
I didn't get that info.
Oh, we don't know that part. Yeah. Oh, so we just have a list of people who've also been accused.
Done this similar thing.
I'm interested what that's worth.
Well, I got numbers for you.
Yeah, so Kayla said, Kayla came up with some weird, you know, Mark Zuckerberg algorithm.
Well, I would think that because YouTubers get paid
right.
for their views, that would be a lot. That would be my argument as a lawyer and be like, all right, let's evaluate how much YouTubers get paid on average per view. And then we'll multiply that. We'll divide, multiply all that junk. So
you do yours. And then I have one question.
Okay. So when you Google it, it says obviously viewers kind of it changes, but on average $10,000.
Sure.
Per 100,000 views.
Okay.
If you go to Ariana Grande's God is a Woman page on YouTube right now, it's just shy of 200 million views.
Wait, so what does that break down to?
So if you break it down, that $10,000 per 100,000 views on YouTube, it's $20 million.
Shut up.
Yeah.
In theory, there's $20 million out there. Is that what you're saying?
$20 million.
In theory, you're saying that video is worth $20 million.
Yes.
To somebody. Record company gets a piece.
Yeah.
She's probably got a slice.
And this is one image of, it's not the whole video of this image. That's just one few seconds of the video.
So Vladimir Kush is going, and they've probably done some sort
of. They have it all figured out.
Also
right?
That same, you know, we did that, Kayla, did that in 3 minutes.
I also read, by the way, the director and the video production team or whatever has been sued two other times. Or copyright infringement.
Huh. And I wonder, but here's the thing. If it's a $20,000 settlement, great.
Yeah. He gets his $20,000.
Exactly.
And he opens up that new boutique in Sausalito.
Always wanted one in Sausalito. Maybe one day Chicago or Seattle or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Do you believe then, however, does Ariana's use of that imagery in her video, does that make his painting more expensive or less expensive?
Ooh.
Does it cheapen it because now it's been in a you know, something like it has been in a video that's had 20 million views? Or do you move that up to the front window at the Forum Shops at Caesars so that when somebody walks by and goes, hey, look, it looks just like Ariana Grande's video.
I want that. Just like Maroon 5 being on the Super Bowl halftime show, all of their album sales, all of their downloads went way up.
Yeah, say what you want.
Yeah.
Kush is going to make some.
But, okay, worth more or worth less?
Worth more.
Painting was worth more or worth less?
Worth more now.
Worth more or worth less?
Worth more.
Worth more or worth less, Lil Jess?
Worth more.
Yeah, this is a play for a settlement, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go public. We'll get some people on our side. You give me $25,000, I go away.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wait, Kayla was just throwing a bunch of numbers at me, and I'm like, wait, hold on. Khalid's almost done singing, and I got to get ready for a good feeling story of the day. I can't be bothered with all these numbers and whatnot. So we were just talking a second ago by this guy, Vladimir Kush. I didn't give you the update. So a friend of ours knows Vladimir Kush.
Okay.
He's the guy that's suing Ariana Grande for the imagery in her God is a Woman video because he says it looks like her paintings. Well, and quite frankly, it does.
Yes, it does.
But you got to be able to prove that they, you know, that they actually
lifted it. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a million different things. Our friend texted the gallery curator, and Vladimir is out of the country right now. He has a ton of celebrity collectors, and he's regarded by many giant letters, by many art critics, as this generation's Salvador Dali.
Wow. Damn.
He is huge in the art world. There is no way, based on our friend, and our friend knows what they're talking about. There is no way Ariana's team that puts together her marketing or whatever, didn't know that this was his. No way. But if they believe if they can charge 30% of the image, then it's far enough removed they can do it. Here's the question then. So you went a minute ago. You said there were 20 million views on the God is a Woman video.
200 million views.
Like I said, 200 million views.
And if you go on average, YouTubers get paid $10,000 per 100,000 views. Professional YouTubers
do. So that video would therefore be worth
$20
million. $20
million. The whole video.
And then you just came up with some other numbers.
Well, it only appears for 7 whole seconds in the actual video itself. So if you break it down by seconds in the video, mm-hmm. those 7 seconds are worth $581,000.
Half a million. And if this guy's huge, as you can tell, I know nothing about art. But if he's as big as our buddy says, well, then that's a big deal. However, here's the other question. Here's the only other bit of research that I think we need to figure out. What does that similar painting sell for?
Oh, that's a good question.
What's the market value? So whatever painting they believe she ripped off, what does that sell for? And therefore, if it's 30% of the value of the image, right?
Right.
This is deep. But hey, Ariana, we'll do this for you for free. We'll just have your people call with their credit card number. We won't even take a cut. It's our service to you. And to you, Vladimir Kush.
Yeah. Yes.
Who is this generation, Salvador Dali? So I don't even know what that means, but that's a big deal.
I've heard of the other guy. Yeah.
I've heard of the other guy. That's right. I've heard of the other guy.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. This
episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.